Hi, I'm Kerry Burton from Rugby. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in October 2008. I've had mastectomy, reconstruction, chemotherapy, radiotherapy. But I just wanted to put something back. I wanted to raise money for a good cause. Breakthrough Breast Cancer is obviously a major player in diagnosing and coming up with the drugs. You know, I've watched the London Marathon since I was 14 on the telly and thought, one day I'm going to do that. And obviously, you know, we've learned that you have to live for today. You can't keep putting things off. If you want to do it, just go and do it now.
And that's why you chose the marathon then?
Yeah. I've done half marathon, so a full marathon seemed the next step, and then hopefully I'll throw my running shoes away after that.
Only once then.
We'll see. See how we get on.
Take us back to when you were diagnosed. How did it all happen?
Well, I found the lump myself, just through self-examination. I hold my hands up, I admit I sat on it for a couple of months, buried my head in the sand, you know. You go through, it couldn't be me, I'm too young, I've done all the right things, I've kept healthy, I haven't smoked, I've breastfed but two children. Jade Goody played a big part in it. You see somebody on the news and you think, well, you know, she's a lot younger than me. If it can happen to her, it can happen to anybody. I was due to run in the Great North Run, hadn't trained properly and thought, you know, I need to get out of this. Went to the doctors hoping to be prescribed with a virus and they just said, no, you're as fit as a fiddle. So I said, well, actually, you know, while I'm here, I've got a lump. Can you have a look at it? And it snowballed from there. That night I was at Walsgrave Hospital. 2 days later, had a mammogram and biopsy. The following Sunday, I did run the Great North Run.
You actually ran it?
I did run it slowly. Walked a lot of it, but I did complete it. And then the following Thursday, I was diagnosed.
My God.
So to be able to go out now and do a marathon does take me full circle. You know, I did the Great North Run right at the beginning of it. And if I can do the marathon now, I think, you know, I've proved to myself that, you know, I'm back, hopefully stronger and fitter than I was before.
And what's this triple negative?
It's a relatively new find. It's all to do with receptors and how they respond to different treatments. At the moment, as yet, there's not really anything after chemotherapy that you can have as an ongoing treatment to help fight it. So that's another reason for me running for Breakthrough Breast Cancer, because I know, you know, all what I raise, £2,000, £2,500, will go towards finding cures for these. You know, the more and more they research cancer, the more and more different varieties they find. And, you know, somebody before me has run a marathon and raised money to get my treatment to where it was, you know, and I've got a daughter, you know, who knows what the future holds for her and for all her friends. So the little bit I can do will go to help them, help the next generation.
How's training going?
Slowly. This year it's a matter of getting around. My body, I've put 3 stone on with chemo, so that doesn't help. It is just a matter of getting round. I've trained as much as I can, but I don't think it's as much as I should have. But I will get round.
Do you think you'll make it all the way?
Yeah. Without a doubt. As long as it's still light when I finish, I'll be happy. Katie Price did it in 7 hours 11 minutes last year, so if I can do it in 7 hours 10, I'll be happy.
You just want to beat her by one minute.
I just want to beat her, yeah.
And what's going to make you keep running, do you think, when you're hit the wall, as they say?
The thought of my husband and my children at the finish line. You know, everything. They've been fantastic looking after me this year. I couldn't have done it without them. And just to get there and get a hug off them, it'll be enough for me.